This is Ted.
Hi, Ted. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Hey, I haven't been getting my voicemails for a while, so I figured that all out, and I saw that you called, and I'm returning your call.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, thank you for getting back to me. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I'm not sure, but it's a good thing we're talking about it because we'll get that fixed. But I have some questions. So
of course.
How long have I been with you guys? It's been about 6 months, hasn't it?
Let me look here. I'm confused about something because it says that you paid us for 3 months, but then you went on a hold and it hasn't been paid for 7 months. So that's strange. Did you go on a seasonal hold as far as you could remember?
No, I didn't go on a seasonal hold. I mean, that might have been something that maybe was automatic or something like that. I don't know.
Let me look. Client.
So, but maybe that makes sense. I've only gotten 3 calls from people that saw me online.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense because we haven't done any active programming on your account since July of 2022, and that's because the account's been on hold for 7 months. So there's a note here. Right, there's a note that said, you know, suspend for reactivation, and then the reactivation date was in January, which is why it triggered me to call you, but I have no idea why it was on hold, because normally the technician that puts it on hold will notate why they're putting it on hold. Let me see if I go back a little bit farther here.
But I haven't been paying for it either then.
No, you haven't been. But the good news is that I still see that everything's active. So when an account goes into suspension, naturally you're not going to get calls because there's not any active programming on it. But the good news is everything's still active. So if you want to get it going again, what would happen is all of the algorithm updates that were kind of stagnant during that 7 months, our technicians would catch up on for you, and you'll start getting some really good results again. And I do want to let you know, when I go back to the all-time results, your company for the 3 months that you were active with us was found on the first page of Google 789 times, and you had 18 Google actions, which included clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So when you say, like, oh, I only had 2 or 3 people call me, yes, you had 2 leads come through the website, but that doesn't mean that it was only those 2 leads, because on your website, if you recall, there was a contact form. So if somebody found you on the first page, they would put in the, you know, the most of them will call you directly, right? But if they're at work or they're with family and they can't call you, they'll just plug their information into that form and you get notified that there's a lead coming through. So those leads are far in.
It
came to you via email and also via text, but they're stored on your dashboard. Let me read them. They're super old because they're back from May and July of last year, but you might remember them. One was from Eric Lengecher at 9337 Gettysburg Drive. He put, we have some large shrubs on the north side of our house that need trimmed. And then the other one was Joshua Smith, 2852 Cadentown. Good day. How are you today? Do you offer tree service? So he looks like he was just inquiring.
Okay, what I did notice is I'm getting a ton of spam calls and spam texts, and it weeds out the spam text. So would that generate that to my phone? You know, would it come as spam if it came through like a Google or it came through like as a text from a Google site?
Let me look and see if we have a tracking number on here. Hold on 1 second. No, we're promoting your number outright. So are the spam calls coming directly to your phone number, or are they coming from another number and then forwarded to you?
No, nobody ever leaves. They're all local numbers,
mm-hmm.
but nobody ever leaves a voicemail. Like, it's rare anybody ever leaves a voicemail.
I see. So what I think, are you using anything else other than our service, like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or anything like that?
No, I quit using Angie because their service just went like completely downhill. Let's see. Let me see if I can pull one up right now.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up your, there was a link in here from before that you did have Angie's. I just want to see if you're still on their directory, because what happens, Ted, is people will use sources like that as a lead source. So you can go on to Yelp, Thumbtack, Angie Leads, Home Advisor, and you could put in, you know, tree services in Ohio, for example, and get pages and pages of leads. So if you find out, you know, where those calls are originating, you can be asked to take off of that directory, and then that's when they'll stop. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be coming as a result of this program.
Mm-hmm. So I got one today, and let me see if, do you see anything from like today, or is it not?
No, because we don't have a tracking number on here, so we wouldn't see any text messages. We wouldn't see any phone calls. The only thing we'll see is when somebody fills out that lead form.
Okay. Yeah, because I get these all the time. It says, hello, I'm Mark by name. I would like to know if you are into the tree service. Please text me. It gives the number that he texted from, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, that sounds like a scam call to me. Usually somebody, if they want to have a tree service, they're going to call up and be like, hey, are you close to me, or do you do stump grinding? Or they're going to ask you about your services and see if you're close to them so they can come help you. Why would you text a tree service, hi, I'm wondering if you do tree service? It makes no sense. It feels to me like it's, like you say, spam. It's spam calls. But I don't know where they're originating, but they wouldn't be originating from this program because it's been on hold for 7 months anyway.
Okay. And I have another question.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously, if I Google search tree service, I'm going to come up first for me on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just the nature of the algorithm with the phone number and all that shit. So, and then you guys said you were going to put a widget on my account that if somebody searches and clicks on my site, that I'll pop up on their Facebook when they're scrolling through Facebook and stuff like that as an ad. So I've been getting ads on my Facebook for like Hercules mm-hmm. Tree, Pro Tree, like all of my local competitors. And it's like, huh, why don't I pop up there?
So the package that you have with us does not include Facebook ads. We can do Facebook ads for you, but your subscription was $199 monthly, and the package with the Facebook ads is $299 monthly. So we would take that extra $100 and send it to Facebook, and then what happens is, it's really cool, Facebook will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're seeing that they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up front and center. So it's something
okay.
that's designed to bring you even more new clients by giving you that exposure.
So, okay, so when I originally signed up, I'm pretty sure I was paying the $299.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the package I would like. And then we could kind of beta test that for a little bit. And if it doesn't seem to be producing results, then I mean we could always back it down to the 199.
I think that that's honestly the best way for you to go, because Facebook ads are so successful, and you would be way ahead of the curve too because they're newer. So you would be outshining a lot of your competitors. Some of them are outshining you right now, which is why you brought it up, right? But now you're going to get in that game too and have a piece of the pie. So let me just make an adjustment here so that I can add those for you. So I'm going to put Facebook ads. And then I'm going to send you, once I get the payment up to speed, an email with instructions for you to add us to your business Facebook. You already have a business Facebook, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that was another thing I had a question on. When I talked to the guy originally to sign up, they said that they would use pictures from my Facebook, my business Facebook page, and then put a link in there, and that's not on there either.
Put pictures from your business Facebook on a link on your website or on the Google Business?
I don't remember who I originally talked to, but they said that they would import pictures from my Facebook business site to put on, to build the Google website.
I see.
And
okay.
And then they would put the link to my business Facebook page on the site, so you could like click and go to the Facebook version.
So when an account is on hold for this long of time, oftentimes the domain has to be renewed. So I don't even see that the site is up right now, but that's good because we can go onto your Facebook fresh and just create something. One thing that I'll tell you is on your Google Business page, when I click on it, there's a site that's attached to it, but it says it's an inactive site through Townsquare Interactive. So had you worked with that company in the past?
I'm pretty sure. Are you guys owned by Scripps?
No. No, this is Local Flash. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the wrong person. Because I left you guys to go to Townsquare.
Oh my goodness. What are they doing for you? Because you're not ranking and your website's not even up. That's a huge concern to me. I don't know what you're paying them for. You might as well be throwing that money down the toilet. I mean, with us, it makes sense because it's been hold for 7 months, so naturally you wouldn't be ranking. But what in the world are they doing if you're not even ranking on the first page?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yep, try to click on your site. It says Townsquare Interactive. This website is no longer available. If you have any questions, feel free to call our support team. That's not even coming up as a valid site.
Yeah, I own the domain, though, because I bought it from you guys. So they can't take the domain. They could just take their content down.
Okay. So if you want to revert back and start the program with the Facebook ads, then I know that our service will blow the revenue out of the water out of anything that they could do for you. So if you want to do that, I could absolutely put you back into that $299 package, and then I would create a new client interview for you for my technician to call you to go over the keywords, the service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. And it's really, really good that you own that domain, because then, you know, you don't have to fight with them or do a buyout or anything to keep it. You know, you would just give us the credentials and we could build the new site on that domain.
Yeah, you guys created the domain name for me, and I bought it from you to go to Townsquare. So one thing I will say about Townsquare compared to you, I looked at some other sites. And my site didn't really stand out from my competitors. You know, it was almost like cut and paste, same colors, everything. Theirs did look different. It looked better. You know, so that is one thing I can say about them. But, yeah, I haven't been getting anything. But, yeah, no, I called and actually canceled with you guys
back then. And I've been paid, and I paid for the domain. So
that makes sense. Maybe whoever was supposed to cancel it, rather than canceling it, they just put it on the hold, because it came to my queue as a as an account that was due for a payment. That's why I reached out to you, because it wasn't canceled. It was on hold. But let me do this, Ted. I'm going to send you a link with our tree service websites. We have now what we call a custom web design, and I can include this in the package for you if you'd like to reactivate. Typically, they charge for $2,500 extra, but you're a, you know, past client, so I can get it rolled in for you. But I think you'll be very happy with what you see, because these are custom websites, and they're a lot better than what we used to call the landing page, right? So I think before, they probably showed you a landing page, which you were like, oh, I don't really like that. You know, I want to get a standalone website. So now it's there are standalone websites. So
And mine is, I think it's greenfamilytree.com or something like that.
Yeah, I'll go back to it in a minute. I'm just trying to include two links here for you, just so that you can see the different options.
And your name is Tina?
Yeah, my name's Tina, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So
I need to get back with you. All right, so then I don't really owe for January then, because there's nothing up.
Well, what I would do is I would start you off fresh anyway. So if you wanted to start, I would reset the start date for today, which means you would be paid in full once you start, all the way till March 10th, because I don't want you to have two payments close together anyway. So even if there was a January 25th payment due, I would have still gotten that overridden for you. So I'll put tree service website examples. And then is it one green with an E at the end, service@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure that that's still a valid email. Okay. Okay. So I just sent that to you. That should be in your inbox. And then
if I call this number back, do I get you, or do you have a direct line?
My direct line is extension 777, but I have a little bit of unfortunate news. I'm having a knee surgery on Monday, so I'm going to be out of the office for several weeks. But if you want to get it set up, I could definitely do it and then create an appointment for my technician to call you on Monday. And what they would do is go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. If not, you could always call back when you're ready, and then whoever answers the phone, you know, could help you.
Well, I just don't have my credit card. How late are you going to be there today?
I'm here for about another hour. We close at 7 o'clock Eastern.
All right, cool. I'm at the store. I'm going to run in here real quick. I'm going to shoot home, and I'll give you a call right back.
Okay, and my direct line is on the bottom of that email that I just sent you, so you can look at the website samples. And then what I'm going to do also is I'll send you a text with my direct line, too, just so that you have it, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, give me like 20 minutes or so, and I'll call you right back.
Sounds good. Okay, I'll be here. I'll talk to you soon then.
Cool. Thanks, Tina.
Okay. You're welcome, Ted. Okay, bye-bye.